Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I'm FPL D Unit and today you're here for my updated chip strategy. Now, I have spent since the FA Cup thinking long and hard about what the hell I'm going to do. And I will give a quick shout out to Planet FPL and Ben Crellin, who have provided the info on double game weeks and blank game weeks coming up. But I've got my own take on it. My own chip strategy is definitely my own. And I'm still not 100% sure which way I want to go and how I want to attack it. But I want to have some fun at the end of the season. And hopefully the graphics I do share with you today, hopefully are going to be helpful. If you've got any comments or questions about your own chip strategy and whatever, just whack them in the comments. I will get to them. I promise I will answer them as well in the comments section. But if you can, please think about liking the video, which would be awesome. And share it with your friends and share it to them. And also, please feel free to subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. We're on track for 800. That is the plan. That's the next aim. That's the next goal to tick off. I can't do it without you. So please think about doing it. And without further ado, let's jump into it. So the blanks and doubles, what do you actually need to know about them? So we've had obviously two double game weeks already. Game week 24 was a double for Liverpool and Everton with a catch-up game from the Storm, Dara, whenever it was, yonks ago. And then we obviously had double game week 25, which was the Aston Villa and Liverpool game being brought forward from next week's blank game week. So that's already been done and said. So, but the first thing you need to do is we are in game week 28, so there's nothing gets affected this week, but probably your transfers and how you want to look at your team probably is going to have to come into your line of thinking. So the first blank game week is next week, blank game week 29. It's 1 week away. So after this week, you have to focus your full attention on it, and that means your chip strategy needs to be coming into play. Hopefully you've now realized by now whether you need to free hit next week, take points hits, which are perfectly fine over this time of the season. I think a lot of people, from what I can work out, will be on minus fours, minus eights, maybe even minus 12s over the next 2 weeks. So if you're worried about taking hits because of your rank, I'm not concerned. I'm definitely factoring in a minus four for my own team, potentially over either this week or next week. It's just a matter of which way I want to go. And obviously price rises and falls do come into it as well. And making sure that you don't get priced out of moves that you really want to be going with. So obviously the teams that are blanking next week, Crystal Palace, Newcastle, Aston Villa and Liverpool. That is because the Carabao Cup finals between Newcastle and Liverpool during game week 29. So they obviously can't play. I've already had the rearranged fixture of Aston Villa versus Liverpool. Crystal Palace versus Newcastle has now been confirmed, and it will be a double game week for Newcastle and Crystal Palace in game week 32. So that's the only two teams that are doubling in 32. They're the only two teams you need to be worried about having assets for. It's annoying because obviously Newcastle United got kicked out of the FA Cup. So the chances of them having a double-double are gone. They are 0% now. The fact that Nottingham Forest beat Ipswich on penalties means that Newcastle United will only double in game week 32, which is kind of annoying and makes it slightly difficult, which is why so many more permutations in terms of the way you play your chips has now become available because of the fact that they're not going to have that double-double. The next confirmed blank is obviously game week 34, and that is because of the semi-finals of the FA Cup. And we'll look at the draw for the quarterfinals and try to predict the teams that are going to double. But at the moment, it's safe to say you'll definitely have three teams blanking, or three fixtures definitely blanking in game week 34. We'll look at the permutation of that. When I actually show you the visuals, it'll be much easier rather than me just sitting here waffling crap about it. These fixtures, this is where it gets a little bit interesting. These fixtures are likely to be put into game week 33, creating another double game week, but they could also stay in game week 34, potentially depending on teams and their European commitments or whatever, or they could be moved into another game week, like game week 35, 36. The Nottingham Forest versus Brentford game potentially might get moved to a different week that's not 33 because neither of those teams have European commitments. It could be game week 35. It could be game week 36. We don't know. And trying to sit here and tell you one thing for certain, I can't do that. It's just a matter of waiting and seeing. Double game week 25 was literally thrust upon us, as was game week 32 with very short notice. I wouldn't be expecting lots of notice on this, and you're just going to have to roll with it and play with it as it comes out. The FA Cup final could create a double game week 36 because the teams that blank in 37 may not be able to play it because of European competition later on in game week 37. It's all very convoluted, conflicted, whatever. But the chances of this 36 and 37 are much more remote than the other ones. So just keep that in mind. But it is something to keep in mind. I honestly don't know how else to describe it other than the fact that you're just going to have to roll with the punches. And I love it because it means that strategies are all over the place. And it does mean you have to kind of think for yourself rather than rely on me or anyone else telling you what to do. So the FA Cup recap, the quarterfinal draw. So as you can see there, it's no longer Brighton versus TBD. I did share this graphic on Monday. Ipswich, done. See you later. They were done like Man United on penalties. Sucky way to go, but it is what it is. These ties will take place between game week 29 and 30. So we'll know prior to game week 30, which is only a couple of days after these ties have been played, who is going to be blanking in game week 34. That is 100%. We'll know that ahead of game week 30. We just don't know when those fixtures will be rearranged for. We don't know if that will be communicated by the Premier League prior to game week 30. Highly unlikely considering there's not many days in between the FA Cup fixtures and the next round of Premier League, which does make wildcarding in 30 a lot more problematic, which is why at the moment I've got it penciled in for 31 for my own team and the strategy I'm most likely to go for. But look, trying to pick who's going to win these ties, super hard. You would have to say that Aston Villa, even though they're travelling away to Preston North End, are highly likely to win that game. So for me, I'm thinking that Aston Villa will 100% win that and they'll be through, which means that the Aston Villa versus Man City fixture in 34 will be off. And we'll have a look at that in a second. Trying to pick the other ones, though, is super hard. Now, Fulham obviously are much better away from home and Crystal Palace are much better away from home. And we already saw this result, 2-0, 3-1 to Palace against, no, 4-1 to, I can't remember who it was. Yeah, it was 4-1 for Crystal Palace against Fulham. There's no reason to think that Crystal Palace, Mateta will be back for this game as well because it's in the end of March and we've got plenty of time. We've literally got a whole month between now and then. My money is on Crystal Palace beating Fulham. I think Oliver Glasner's got me a really good point of form. The only thing that could probably throw him off is the international break and players getting injured or losing rhythm over that time that aren't with their international squads. Brighton Nottingham Forest, again, this is a super hard, these ties are literally like 50-50, these other three ties. I would say 50-50 each way. The bookies probably will have Brighton favourites because they're at home, and yes, they've been much better improved, but Nottingham Forest spanked them 7-0. Now, Brighton might want to get revenge, take revenge and all this and all that, but I don't know. It's super hard. Part of me really wants Nottingham Forest to win this game. Because then obviously that means that Nottingham Forest versus, I'll have a look at that in a second. I think it's Nottingham Forest versus Brentford will definitely be, like it'll move into an extra double, which means that then playing the triple captain becomes a bit more, rather than just playing in 32, you've got a few more weeks where you might be able to get away with playing on someone a bit different. Bournemouth versus Man City, I'm honestly hoping that Bournemouth knocked Man City out, because that means there'll be an extra fixture that doubles in 33, which increases the use of bench boost and creating a team in 31. So for me, I'm hoping for a Bournemouth win, but in reality, because Man City will still be blanking with Aston Villa, which just creates more fixtures and it then makes the free hit a lot more likely in 34. But if Bournemouth lose, then we're only going to have three fixtures blanking, which means that free hitting in 34 may not be the best strategy, but we just have to wait and see. There's a lot of ifs, buts, maybes, but we don't know that much, but that's the fixtures that there are, and we'll have a look at what that actually means in terms of which teams in that are blanking and playing in 34 now. So, trying not to confuse anyone, the fixture's still in doubt for 34. Arsenal versus Crystal Palace, Bournemouth versus Man United, Brighton versus West Ham, Man City versus Aston Villa. I think that one's definitely going to be off. I think that the odds of that one being on the confirmed fixtures in game week 34 is pretty damn remote. It would mean a very small double or three fixtures again. I just can't see it myself. Nottingham Forest versus Brentford, that's also in doubt. And Southampton versus Fulham. I mean, the one that I don't want to be going ahead, as that I want to be confirmed out of those lists of fixtures that are in doubt, is Southampton versus Fulham. I'm not going to be buying any Southampton players. And I really don't like the look of many Fulham players outside of Anthony Robinson. So for me, I'm super hoping that Crystal Palace do end up with that. And that means I can triple up on them, go for the double-double, which I'll have in 32 and 33. It will just make owning Crystal Palace assets so much better. But yeah, as you can see there, the confirmed fixtures though, which makes free hit, you know, not too bad. There's got decent teams to pick from here. Wolves versus Leicester, Newcastle versus Ipswich, Liverpool versus Spurs, and Chelsea versus Everton. So plenty of teams you can load up there with assets that make a free hit in 34 really nice. And that's definitely something that I'm looking to do moving forward. But that those are the fixtures in a nutshell. We'll know more, obviously, ahead of game week 31, which is when I'll update. Game week 30, which is when I'll update this particular graphic. So, on to my updated chip shade. Now, I've tried to make this nice and interactive for everyone. I've actually put my rank after each round at the conclusion of each of the rounds. And I'll do this every week just to show you how my strategy is going, whether it's developing well, etc., etc. The thing to note here, as you can see there, I took a -4 in double game week 25 when I was playing the assistant manager, and that actually dropped my rank by 2,000 odd spots. But then when I moved it to Glasgow the week after, it made up for it. And obviously in game week 24 and 25, a lot of people were playing triple captain on Salah, which is why even though I got lots of points from David Moyes and Unai Emery, my rank actually dropped, which is highly frustrating, but it is what it is. You are taking on the triple captain of Salah there, and I won't have to worry about that later on. I'll just have the assistant manager chip to worry about. And we'll talk about, I still think playing it when I did was the correct move. 56 points, I think, is still going to be pretty hard to beat unless you completely nail the table bonus 3 weeks in a row, which is going to be super hard. Like, honestly, that is going to be super hard. I think we've done really well. Anyone that played it on those three managers is looking pretty damn pretty. And look, game week 26, obviously, the assistant manager ended, and I rolled my transfer for game week 27, and it's worked out super well. I actually gained an extra 2,000 spots, literally almost 2,000 spots, 1,999, and crazy. But I only just noticed that then. I was like, wow, okay. But so I rolled my transfers there. Now, game week 28, my plan at the moment is to roll transfers or sell whole. Now, Eddie Howe is so unhelpful. I obviously can cover Isak. I've got an amazing forward eight in my team as it is, and we'll have a look at that when I do the wildcard draft later on. But I just think that if I can keep Hall, and it's not going to be a long-term injury, I actually think that I will just make a goalkeeper transfer this week. I will talk about my transfer tips tomorrow because I have been thinking about this. I don't have a goalkeeper playing in game week 29, and if I make a goalkeeper transfer this week, I then can ditch Palmer for someone else next week and bring in Haaland for Isak in my team, which feels pretty good for next week. I just don't know if it's the smartest play long term. And realistically, I've got so much value tied up in Isak, I still don't know if that's the correct call either. It's a really tough one, and I'm not sure which way I'm going to go at the moment. Obviously, I have money in the bank, which does come into this, and maybe it is Alisson that I'll need to move out for a lower-priced goalkeeper in order to fund this and make it for someone else. It's not Isak. It's one of them things I am thinking about, but it would be nice to play a 3-4-3 in game week 29 because a lot of people won't be doing that. But blank game week 29, as I said there, my plans are at the moment, Moot Palmer, Isak for a -4, Haaland / Morgan Gibbs-White. That's definitely the line of my thinking. And then obviously worrying about the goalkeeper, whatever it is, that's where I'm looking at the moment. But I'm not 100% sold on it. I'm not sold on Haaland. I don't know if it's a good move. So I'm going to give myself a little bit more time to think about it. In game week 30, the plan is to bring in Munoz / Mateta. I know I put wildcard there, but that's only if we get confirmation of the double game weeks prior to game week 30. But if we don't, which I highly doubt we won't, I'll be playing it in game week 31. That is the initial plan at the moment. That's how it's looking. Game week 30, game week 31, that's what I'm looking at. Double game week 32, that is where I don't know what I'm going to do. So I could, depending on what I do with my wild card, now I might play we'll have a look at my other strategies after this. I've just put all this in because it is a little bit confusing, but this is where my line of thinking is going. The plan is definitely double game week 32. I'll be playing either the triple captain, the bench boost, or the free hit. And one of those three chips for that game week. Now, it might be that I attack that fixture and forego Newcastle and Palace assets. And this depends on whether they are going to double-double. Because if they don't double-double and both of their teams get knocked out, I will be loading up on every asset that isn't a Newcastle player, that isn't a Crystal Palace player, and I'll play a free hit and bring them all in. I'll bring six players in for that week. And roll of that. I think that's potentially my plan, and use the free hit to really attack and then just save my transfers to deal with the blank game week 34. Game week 33, potential double game week, which we expect. Again, depending on how big this game week is or how small, again, the triple captain is an option. The bench boost is an option. The free hit is also an option here. So I don't want to rule any of them out, but, and we'll talk about the most likely strategy in a second, but that's what I'm thinking. Blank game week 34 is 100% going to be blank. There's going to be at least three fixtures that blank, potentially four. I'm hoping it's four. But free hit or make transfers to field 11. So that's going to be my plan. If there's four fixtures at blank, I'm probably going to play my free hit in game week 34, and I won't be doing that. If there's three, potentially I just make transfers to field 11 players and roll with it and save my free hit for later on or prior to this game week. Game week 35, make transfers is required. Game week 36 is a potential double game week for the teams that are in the FA Cup. So it could be a really small one. It could be basically two extra fixtures, or whatever it is. I can't remember. I wouldn't be expecting that to really be a problem, but it might be. But, and again, it does come down to European competition. If Tottenham and Man United make it and Bournemouth somehow make the FA Cup final, it's too hard to like speculate on these ones. I'm just flagging it there because it is potentially, and look, I'm probably making a hell of a no sense. So just bear with us. If I'm not making any sense, just read the graphic. That's essentially what you need to know. Game week 37, it could be a potential blank game week for the teams that are in the FA Cup. Make transfers as required. That's my plan. Final game week, use all transfers or free hit. Like, that is why I'm not sold on the free hit. I really want to keep it for game week 38 or even a wild card. I'm trying to explain this now in my four different strategies that I've got lined up in this next graphic. So, strategy one. So I've already played my first wild card. Game week 12 set my team up super well for the season. AM I played in 24 to 26 for 56 points. Super happy with that. Now, the current strategy that I'm aiming towards is strategy one. So that is game week 31, playing my wild card. Game week 32, playing my triple captain, most likely on Isak, potentially Mateta, depending on the form of both players and availability. Or just moving it to a completely different week if those players are not fit. That's also a consideration and playing on a single game week. This single game week is actually pretty good. Mo Salah, Cole Palmer, both really good shouts for triple captain this week. Game week 33, I have got that penciled in for the bench boost. And obviously game week 34 is the free hit based on the fact that I'm hoping that four fixtures will blank in 34, which means that then the free hit does really become a quite useful chip to help me navigate it. Strategy two is not doing anything until game week 32, playing triple captain, bench boosting in 33, free hitting in 34, and then wildcarding in 35. That is definitely a distinct possibility. Depending on the teams that are going to be blanking and doubling, it's definitely something I can look into and just use transfers and maybe points hits to optimize my team. Yeah, it's a strategy. As I said, compared that to number one definitely feels the way I'm going to go at the moment. Strategy three, game week 31, wildcard. Game week 33, bench boost. Game week 35, 36, triple captain. And that is because that if Nottingham Forest, Brentford get through or Brighton against West Ham, they might double in 35 or 36, which would create, I think, potentially a better triple captaincy option. Again, we don't know if the fixture with Man City, Aston Villa, what week that gets moved to. Again, that nice triple captain on Haaland would be nice. If they make the FA Cup final, potentially that gets bought into 36 as well. So that's why I've got that there. And then free hit in game week 38 just sounds amazing, right? Like, there's a lot to love there. Strategy four, obviously game week 33, not doing anything till then. Bench boost in game week 33. Game week 34, wild card. 35-36, triple captain, and then game week 38, free hit. You could even do 34 wild card or 34 free hit and then just swap them around for 38. I don't know. I really like a lot of these plays. I'm just not sure which way to go, but I really want to play someone the last week of the season because it would just be fun. And if I'm in like a decent fight, like 5,000, top 5,000, and play a chip in the last game week, I'm probably 100% going to finish in the top 5,000, and that sounds really good. So, but if you're one of those people that has every single chip remaining, the best time to play him is, there's one or two options, I believe. The assistant manager chip, and I would preferably recommend option number one, play the assistant manager chip in 31, 33 to attack what will be a double-double, a bit like what we had in 24 to 26. Wildcard in 30 in order to set the rest of your team up for the double doubles, 34 free hit, and then triple captain bench boost, 35, 36. Like in, and just pick whichever one you want to do in each of those game weeks. That's probably what you need to do if you've got every single chip remaining. Option number two is wild card in game week 31, triple captain 32, bench boost 33, three free hit 34, assistant manager then 35 to 37 or 36 to 38, but you're literally locked in for a chip for like seven of the last eight game weeks. That doesn't feel overly good. I mean, it's pretty similar to the other one as well. I just think that, I don't know, I think I prefer option number one if you're one of those people and that's the scenario that you're in. Hopefully that's helpful. If you haven't played any of your chips, please let me know in the comments. Let me know what strategy you currently are cooking up as well, because I do take everyone's advice on board, and it does affect my line of thinking as well, and I'm more than happy to sit there and read what you guys have got. So onto the fixture difficulty rating for game week 28. As you can see there are lots of teams that have nice runs of fixtures. Wolves, West Ham, Bournemouth, etc., etc. So lots of people are starting to think about wild card now, maybe even wild card next week. With that based in mind, I have tried to cook up what I think is a really good wildcard draft for my own squad, because obviously I'm 3 weeks away from potentially playing my own wildcard. What is it going to look like? What are the players I want to be moving for? Again, I really want to know what those blanks and doubles are going to be like and how I'm going to attack them. Realistically, I really hope the Crystal Palace get through, because the double-double then means that the Crystal Palace assets are going to be like so good in value. So yeah, without further ado, let's just check out what I'm thinking for a wildcard draft this week in game week 28. So my current squad, as you can see there, Alisson Becker, Fabianski, Kerkez, Robertson, Alexander-Arnold, Hall, Milinkovic, Fernandez, Salah, Palmer, Mbeumo, Clivett, Wissa, Isak and Wood. I'm actually pretty damn happy with my squad, to be honest with you. If there was no blanks, I'd just be continuing to roll with it and just play it as is. I've obviously got a squad value of 108.3 million. A lot of this was built at the early start of the season where I've taken three minus fours this season. I'm very open to another couple between now and the end of the season. In the bank, I've got 1.2 million. My wildcard squad there, as you can see there, 107.2 million. So it does drop. And I obviously lose the money in the bank as well. Essentially, that money in the bank just gets taken out with the moves I've made. So in order to field a team in 29, I've got Areola and Henderson. So obviously Areola will be able to play. Henderson will be blanking. Kerkez, Munoz, Alexander-Arnold, Doherty and Milinkovic. Now I am aware that I would have one player that would need to be moved out. However, for this week, I just really love it. And then you just work out which player you're going to do. Realistically, I probably should have just left Munoz out for Robinson, left 0.1 in the bank. Then I wouldn't have to worry about next week and then just bring in Munoz for Robinson the week after. But yeah, if I was wildcarding, this is definitely what my line of thinking would be. Jared Bowen and Mbeumo, Clivett, Salah and Alanga. Alanga is there with Clivett in order to allow Erling Haaland to come in for Wissa. I still keep Isak in 29, Wood's there as well. It's a really nice draft. As you can see there, Wood's gone up in value so much that when I first created that on the left. Like some of these players, you can actually see the value that's gone up in my team and where I've like made money. So yeah, look, Salah's even risen in price there as well. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure where I want to go with this. But I just want to say that if I was wildcarding this week, that's where I'd be going. Let me know what you think in the comments. So we're at that time of the season where chip strategy is foremost in front of our brains, and hopefully you play it right. There's no guarantee that any chip strategy is going to work. No one knew that like the double-double was going to make the assistant manager chip. And we got this information like day before the game week 24 deadline. And originally I was going to play my assistant manager 31 to 33. That was the initial plan all along. But then 24 to 26 happened and just worked out so well. And obviously playing the triple captain only requires one game week. And it just looked like a really good thing. And we didn't know at the time that it was going to be double-double in 32 and 33. Now it looks like we're going to get that. And we might even get a double either side of the blank game week in 34 as well. Hopefully this video has made sense. Let me know in the comments if you've appreciated it. Did my chip strategy graphic make sense? And hopefully you're here tomorrow for top transfer tips. I'll see you then. Make sure you like the video and subscribe if you're new as well. Thanks for watching. That's the D in the D unit.